Welcome back. Now we have another hour because there was a little bit confusion with the break. We are supposed to break a little bit later, but now we just do it the second part a little bit longer, so we are on the same time than the other guys. All right, so let's quickly listen what we have done so far.
New York's hip hop and R&B.
Can I get with Chuck?
Okay. So what I would do now is cut the music out under the scratch, that the scratch is coming a little bit more upfront, and then that we can hear the effect a little bit more.
Can I get with Chuck?
So what we can try to do is to scratch with the music here. For that, I just copy it in the same grid than the voice samples. Slow down, speed up, and the same here.
Can I get with Chuck?
I think I like it more without it.
With Chuck.
Okay, so what we can hear here, because it's an a cappella, and obviously on the songs, if they mix it, they put on some reverbs and some delays. And here, I think there's just a small reverb on it,
Chuck.
but it's if you hear it, it sounds a little bit like there's something cut off at the end. Yeah,
Can I get with Chuck?
so it doesn't sound like really natural. So what we can try to do, maybe we just put on a delay on that one. Here I have one track. It's a simple H delay in 1/8 ping pong, a little bit filtered. I have that way. I just can copy it down, and I have it 100% wet. Just easier to work with. What you can also do, just make a send and send it directly to the delay. That's just in your opinion how you like it. All right, that one. Let's put it back. Let's hear it again. That is something we can do, or just copy it on an empty track and go for a reverb. So what I like to use for that is a TrueWerp. That's from Waves. I think that most of you guys know that one. So let's hear it, how it would sound if we just put on a reverb on that last word.
Chuck.
Maybe it's a little bit
Chuck.
too big, too huge. So let's level down the decay time a little bit. Maybe we make the room a little bit smaller.
Chuck.
All right.
Chuck.
So and now what I do, I select the file plus a little bit here. In that amount, the reverb should happen then. So let's just render it on the file. Let's hear it solo.
Chuck.
Just the reverb. Let's hear it together with that one.
I get with Chuck.
So if you level it down,
with Chuck.
because the goal is we want to that the sound file isn't sounding that cutted at the end, so we don't want a big reverb at the end. So that's the reason I do this.
Can I get with Chuck?
Just to cover it a bit. Now it sounds way better. For my personal usance, I would filter the reverb a little bit. In my opinion, it's a little bit too bass heavy. What I can hear from this point, I know the boxes are in that way. So I just go for low cut, filter it around. Hard to tell from here. Maybe 200, 250. Render it.
Can I get with Chuck?
Okay, so that's sounding really nice.
York's hip hop and R&B.
Can I get with Chuck?
So, if I hear it from the front, in my opinion, this is a little bit too much here. So I just I want to mute that right now. You know how it works. So let's see if it's a little bit better if we just do it that way.
New York's hip hop and R&B.
Can I get with Chuck?
And R&B.
Can I get with Chuck?
Way better. All right. So what I want to have in my show opener is a few of the key artists. So that would be Lil Nas X.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
So let's put him into it. Then we'll see what else we have.
Hey man, what's happening? It's your boy the Red Sean.
No, it's a little like we can try to make it a little bit better, but I think it's coming straight from a YouTube video.
2 Chainz.
Maybe that guy.
This is Nicki Minaj, and you're getting nothing but music and no commercials right now on.
Okay, and let's use Nicki Minaj. So first of all, let's hear it again.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
That's okay.
2 Chainz. True. 2 Chainz.
So let's just use the 2 Chainz only without the phrase at the end.
This is Nicki Minaj, and you're getting nothing but music and no commercials right now on. This is Nicki Minaj, and you're getting nothing.
And just the Nicki Minaj. So let's cut off the commercial free line.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Okay. So, as you can see, they have different waveforms here. So it's way softer here than it is here. So what I do now to bring it all on the same level, I use the normalize. I think that every DAW should have something like that. I use the peak level normalizing. So what this plugin is gonna do, search for the highest peak in the audio region, and that will be 0, and everything else will be on the red one. So as you can see, Nicki Minaj is getting bigger. I think that one should be more or less a little bit, and also that one. Yeah, that one is pretty much on the same level now. The voice files should be more or less on the same level. That's a good starting point here. If we have the feeling it is not on the same level, that's hard to tell from if you don't sit in front of the speakers, then what you can do, just use a compressor, compress it a little bit to bring it a little bit more up front. Okay, so let's try to implement these voice samples. Okay, I think my microphone is... Okay, let's start with Lil Nas X. So what I try to do is to put on each ID a cool vocal effect. We will see what we can find. I will use an autotune, maybe a bit crush or distortion, whatever I can find. Maybe we do a vocoder on that if it makes sense. So first of all, I need more tracks here. I just duplicate one of these. If I duplicate, we have the same routing than on the other track, so I can start right away. Okay.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
2 Chainz.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
2.
So what we can do, one really simple effect, I think most of you guys know that one. It's the reverse reverb. Let's start with that one. Okay, we can start with the basics. It's more or less just a reversed reverb. That's where the name comes from. So what you do, you start with a reverse. I think every DAW should have a reverse. I will use it with a little bit of space in front. That's where my reverse reverb will be at the end. So I just reversed the audio file. Let's take here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I reversed is the first
high, it's high.
Just the high. Okay. And now you go with a reverb. I mostly use it around decay time with 4 seconds. So that's just my default here, because this reverb are mostly used with a reverse reverb, so that's the reason why I have my own preset here, as you can see. Alright, just render it. We take here again.
Hi.
Oh, that's the wrong one, excuse me. Sound a little bit weird. And then we will reverse it again. Here we go. Sounded like that. Okay, now we need to cut it here a little bit, because we will just the file in the front. I also have a fade here in the front to make sure there's no clipping.
Hi, Slow Noise X.
So pretty simple. If you are working in Pro Tools, you can do it even faster. There's a cool function in here. If you just do it with the space, and then you go straight to your reverb, and you have a little button here that's called reverse. And it's just made for reverse reverb. That's really cool. You just, as we can see, hit the button. There we go, reverse reverb. Sound more or less the same.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
And it works also with delays in Pro Tools. So that's really cool. We can try it out. We just go with an H delay here, maybe. Say, okay, what do we want to have? Let's say 116. I filter it a little bit. Not link, there we go. Switch off analog, because analog with waves is mostly just a noise. Make sure you're all on wet, and then just do it with the reverse reverb, with a space in front of it. Hit reverse, and let's hear.
Hi.
So you can do pretty much the same. If you don't have Pro Tools, just copy that file, reverse it, rendering the delay on that one with 116, 18, whatever you need, and then reverse it again. It's the same like if you just hit the reverse button here. Okay, so let's keep it that way.
Hi, Slow Noise X.
So what we can do with that guy here. So, I like to cut it when the original file starts right here, and what we can do, we can pitch this a little bit. In this plugin, I have the option to make a curve here, or this is a straight line, but so this is the starting point of the region. So my goal is to pitch down the beginning of the reverse delay to bring it up, right? So I show it to you. Okay, maybe we should do it without the fade. It doesn't work well with that one. So, if you notice, okay, I want to have some kind of that with the pitching thing, and it doesn't really work well with that one, you can go straight stutter it, which is more or less the same like a delay without the volume curve and without the filtering. So what we have here sounds like this.
Hi, Slow Noise.
And let's just pitch it down and let's see how that will come. So we have here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So let's go down 8 semitones. Put it back to voice. So for that one, maybe it's a little bit too long, but we will see that. So let's make a fade here.
Hi, Slow Noise X.
What you can do with that one, you can run a filter automation if you say, okay, I want to lit. I think it's a cool one, but it's way too heavy in the front, so I want to start a little bit more softer. So let's do a filter here. Let me quickly see what I have here. You can do it where you can do a filter with every, let's do it with a simple EQ. If you just automate your EQ, so I make just a high cut EQ and I say you have a cool shortcut in Pro Tools, it's Control Alt Command, and then you click on your parameter and then it asks you enable automation for band 1 frequency. You click it, and if you then push Control and Command and click it again, it opens automatically the automation line here. So that's a really cool feature. Or you can just do it with that feature if you say, okay, which parameters I want to have automated, and you just put it in there. So as you can see, there's some tons of parameters that you can automate in this EQ. So for me, it's with the shortcut way more easy. Okay, so let's see. Now it's no filter. So let's see. Maybe that one. Okay, so let's see. Maybe we have a little bit too much bass in here. So for that one, we make a low cut. So let's see how it works in the whole thing.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
Now it integrates a little bit better in your whole file. Oh, excuse me.
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
2 Chainz.
Okay, so let's try something here with the X.
Six.
Okay, I just want DE here.
Six.
So now we use a little plugin that called Autotune. So let's see in which key we are with the music bed. All right, it's C minor. What I have here. Circle of fifths. That's the one that I use. So what you can, what you see here, all the keys and how many semitones are in between these keys. So if you have, let's search for what we have. C minor. C minor is right here. So that means, all right, I have 3 of these. So we can, no, that one. So what I do here, these are all the tones in that key. So let's see which it match the best way.
Right.
Well, we see it's F and G, so let's see, we can try both of these. Let's see how it sounds with an F. Alright, let's quickly take a listen. Yeah, so let's try the other one. Oh, I like that one more. So we can also try to build a harmony with that one. Alright, so if what I try to do now is to make a harmony tone on that. That would be the, if you have, that would be a G minor chord, and the G minor chords are these tones here. That's a little bit of music theory, so maybe that's something you can look up, and I just know that, but that's pretty easy. Just if you have a G, then try out which chord could fit, then go to Google G chord, and then try it out. You will hear it if it fits or not. If you are a musician, you know it either way. So, let's try the D. Okay. Oh yeah. So let's try that one, the higher one. Okay. So what we have to do now, we need another track without the EQ filter here. Remove. So what I'd like to do with harmonies, I don't want to be it in the middle, right? So I want to have the main tone in the middle, that means the G, and that's the, what was it, B flat, I think, I want on the sides. So what you can do, just duplicate, push one to left, one to right, and delay it a little bit, we can do that, or you can do it with a Doppler or this kind of thing. So we can do it just without a plugin. So let's say I move that one completely to the right and that one completely to the left. All right. I'm not sure if you can hear that because of the how the monitors are standing. So it's important that they are not direct over. Otherwise, it will be the same as before. So it's a little bit on the side. And also, I would always filter the harmonies a little bit in the bass. Okay, and now to bring it a little bit more together, let's all send them to the same reverb. I have just a reverb here. That's the automation for the reverb, because I don't want to be the reverb on the whole file, just on that little segment here. All right, same here and here. All right, it works. Here a little bit more in front. Okay. Now, let's see where this goes. This send is going to this track. I have here a Valhalla Vintage Verb. It works really good for autotune kind of things here. Looks really funny, but sounds really good. All right, we need a little bit more reverb here.
Two chains.
And level down the harmonies a bit.
Two chains.
This is Nicki Minaj.
All right, there we go. If you want to have a little bit more power, I would say, on that auto-tuned file, you can also add a little bit of distortion, then it gets a little bit more full. We can try that, but let's try the only on the harmonies to bring it a little bit more upfront. So what I'd like to use as distortion plugin is from SoundToys, great plugins. It's called Decapitator. But every other, I just show it with that plugin, and then I will show it to you with the stock plugin from here, so you will see it works the same way. The cool thing is here, I can change the tone. That means, right, so I will overdo a little bit. So we want it a little bit more here. We can also put in a low cut. I think it's fine here. And a really cool one, we have a mix, dry wet, so without and with. So what I like to do, I overdo a little bit the distortion that I have, because you hear it better than which the sound is, and then just and then just level it down a bit with the mix. Okay. Let's do it here, and let's do it here. On the harmonies, and now let's see.
Ice Lil Nas X,
2 Chainz.
All right. So let's move on to the next ID.
Nas X,
2 Chainz.
This is Nick.
Nas X,
2 Chainz.
So for me, in that ID, there's a little bit too much bass that I can hear from now, from here. I'm just going to the EQ.
2 Chainz.
As you can see,
2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz.
I have a curve here. That's the Fab Filter Pro Q is really cool. You can also you have the analyzer pre and post.
2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz.
Unfortunately, you can't see it here.
2 Chainz.
Okay. I can
2 Chainz.
Tell it like shortly to you. You have 2 analyzer curves. One is before and one is after. So you can really cool compare. Unfortunately, it's hard to see on that screen. Maybe on the TV screen it's a little bit better, but
two
for that,
chains, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz,
way better.
Chains,
maybe we can push
chains,
a little bit here.
2 Chainz, 2 Chainz,
that you can understand
chains,
it a little bit better.
2 Chainz, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz.
If I do radio imaging, I'd like to cut a little bit in the bass of all the voice samples, because most of the music already has the bass. So then it's a little bit more clear. Yeah, because the parts of the voice or the voice samples you want are more or less in that kind of area. Here are it's the understanding frequencies. If you push it here a little bit, you make sure you understand it. Of course, if you have a VR with a big bass, you can just cut it a little bit, but that's then just more like a creative decision. Okay. Let's move on here.
Ice Lil Nas X,
2 Chainz.
Okay. So, what I also like to use is a bit crusher. I show that quickly to you. There are a few different ones. Oh, I forgot, I want to show you the distortion with the stock plugin. So, let me quickly see. I think with the Pro Tools is coming the Sense amp. That's just a guitar amp that works as well as distortion. You have to just to be a little bit carefully, because guitar amps are always cutting out some frequencies. So let's see.
Chainz, chainz, chainz.
You have to tweak it a bit here.
Chainz,
chainz, chainz, chainz, chainz, chainz.
Sounding a little bit different.
Chainz, chainz,
of course.
Chainz, chainz.
That one works well if you filter the original one a little bit. I'm pretty sure there's another distortion plugin from Pro Tools. We will take a look right away.
Chainz, 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 chainz.
But if you filter the original one, layer it with the distorted one from the guitar amp.
Chainz, chainz.
That's a little bit too much. Maybe we filter the
chains, 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 chains.
We filter that one as well.
2 Chainz.
Nice sound effect. So, but let's go back to the
chains.
Bit crusher. Or I think Pro Tools, but I think it's not available in the audio suite. We have here harmonic. It's the air distortion, it works more or less same than the decapitator, I think, just without the filter. But it also has a mix function. So
chains.
So you can hear
chains, 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 chains.
You can do the more or less the same thing than with the decapitator. Alright, so let's move on to the bit crusher. What I have here, there is a bit crusher from Pro Tools. It's the lo-fi. You can use that one. It sounds really nice.
Chains, chains.
What a bit crusher is do, it's just, it's destroying the signal digitally. So that's just, if you imagine you have a audio file in really, really bad quality, that's the effect. even harsher that we can create here. So, let's see what we can do here.
Chains, chains, chains.
Right?
Chains, chains, chains.
You know the effect, of course?
Chains, 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 chains.
So let's see which one.
Chains, chains, chains.
So let's use that one. It's important that you just layer it with the lo-fi, otherwise it will be hard to understand what's in the actual voice file. So let's quickly listen together how that sounds.
Two chains. Two chains.
All right.
Slow guys,
two chains.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Guys,
two chains.
Pretty simple and cool to make. I can also recommend you a few plugins. There's also Beatcrusher in it, and they are free. It's called Melda Productions. All these plugins are coming for free with different, that's an auto pan, auto pitch. What I use is Amcomp, that's kind of an... I quickly show it to you, let's see, you know, that's on the wrong track. Let's quickly use it on that track here. Only for layering. I can't tell what the plugin do, but I like it. So I quickly show it to you. You can here choose your frequency. So we are in C minor. So let's go to C and the filter 2 as well. That's just something to try out and see how it works in your production. So what I do now, I push up the feedback as well as here, and now that's too much. So if you just take that one and layer it under the original file,
two chains,
you get a cool effect as well.
It's Lil Nas X,
two chains.
This is Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj.
And then just send it to a reverb and it gets a little bit bigger.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Okay. And there are a lot of other cool plugins, but if I show that all to you, we will lose too much time. So just go to meldaproductions.com, they are free.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Okay, so let's see what we can do with the file from Nicki Minaj.
This is Nicki Minaj.
So let me try something. I'd like to do, especially in the urban formats, some rhythmic stuff. So let me see if that works with that file here.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Okay, so now my goal is to go with the A in the Nicki Minaj file here, with the bass drum in the music bed.
This is Nicki Minaj.
So that one, I go in the grid back. Oops.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Maybe we have to use the whole file.
Nicki Minaj. Minaj. Minaj.
Minaj. Maybe we start here. This will be a little bit better.
This is Nicki Minaj. Minaj. Minaj.
All right. So it's not a good idea to do it with that file.
Minaj.
But we can try it with another file. What I want to do, let's try it one more. All right, maybe that will work. So what we can do now, we just tune this vocal sample. I don't know, that's the wrong one. You can use autotune, you can use wavetune, you can use melodyne, you can use, I don't know what's there. I think there are a couple of tuning and pitch correcting tools out there. My go-to plugin is here autotune, because it's really easy to use. I just have my tones here that I need. We are in the same key as before, so let's see how we start. So let's start. So my goal is start in the bottom and go up. So for now, what autotune is doing here, it pitches to the next tone. So that means even if I choose one tone higher here, that doesn't mean it is really high. It also could be one octave below then. So let's see which tones we use here as best. Okay, let's start with a C. Go over here and finishing here.
This is Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj.
All right, so we have way too much bass in that file here. So, first of all, I filter it a little bit.
This is Nicki Minaj. 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 This is Nicki Minaj.
And that's just a quick punch hit. I put it right under the bass drum of the music track here.
This
is Nicki Minaj.
So level it down a little bit.
This is Nicki Minaj.
And add a little bit of reverb on here.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
This is Nicki Minaj.
We can also layer down here a vocoder. So for that, let me just duplicate it another one. I like to use the orange vocoder. Unfortunately, the orange vocoder is only available in Audio Unit. So this is just a plugin who makes it possible to use VST plugins or Audio Unit plugins or what else in Pro Tools. So I just go here, load Audio Unit, and let me see, orange. Where is it? There we go. Orange vocoder. All right, what's happening here? Okay, I updated my system, but it should work. Could be that it doesn't work. So you can try out any preset here. I'd like to use the TalkBox preset with this preset here. What's happening here? Why can't I just reset? Nope. Okay, maybe that's because I updated my Mac system. Maybe I have an issue with that. But anyway, I can show it how it works, and then you can try it on your own if you don't hear it. So we need a MIDI track. Does everybody knows what a vocoder is before I go on? More or less? Yeah? So vocoder is just manipulating the audio with a synthesizer. So you have a synthesizer, you play in that tone that you want, and then mix the audio file into it. So that's the basic simple version what it does. So for that I'm routing the MIDI track into my Blue Cat orange vocoder thing. That's here. So I create a MIDI region. And then, so let's see which tone. I think we started with C. Then we had, that's not in C. That's a C. And we go here and finish with that one. So let's quickly see. We are not right. Come on. There we go. So now I just have to make sure that these notes are right under the, so the screen is a little bit too small here. Let's see if we can fit everything here. Let's make this a little bit smaller. All right, so let's edit the MIDI notes that are exactly under our audio file.
This is Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj.
All right, let's try it again.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Alright. That doesn't work, unfortunately. I think that's because I updated my system. So, let's just use another vocoder. What was the... We think Wave had a vocoder. It's called... What is it called? A Mofoder, it's called. Alright. So, let's try it with that one. Mofoder. Channel 1, that's correct. So we just have to choose what we need. Internal modulator. So what's the modulator? Let's see. Carrier. We hear nothing. That's good. Why do we hear nothing? Okay, that's weird. Okay, I think something's crashed here. As we can't hear anything right now. Alright, I have a bug. So I quickly restart Pro Tools. That's something you have to learn too. This shit never works. I have to restart my Pro Tools, I think, 3 or 4 times a day at least. Okay, so let's try it again. Okay, now we hear something.
This is Nicki Minaj.
So, the move folder.
This is Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj.
Alright, so modulator is our voice file and the carrier is our synthesizer. So, let's see.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Let's cut off the noise, and now we have this modulator.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Left and right, carrier, internal. That should work.
This is Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
All right, there we go. That's the reason I don't use that one, because you have to tweak it a lot to get a good sound out of it. What you also can do, that's a good one here, if you have an external synthesizer plugin or external synthesizer, you can just send it in here. Yeah. So the sound is not that great of that one, but you get an idea how you can use it. Well, maybe we use that one. So.
This is Nicki Minaj.
We just level it a little bit under that one.
This is Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj.
Alright, so we have two. What I do here now, just to make it a little bit louder, very simple, use a limiter.
This is Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj.
Just as you can hear it.
This is Nicki Minaj.
So I wouldn't use that vocoder because I don't like the sound, so that's the reason I switch it out now. Unfortunately, the other one doesn't work, but it's the same handling here. So yeah, now you know how to set up the vocoder here. All right. So as I see, we only have 20 minutes. So I will stop here with the.
This is Nicki Minaj.
With the voice sample treating, because we want to mix in some songs that we don't forget about that. Okay, so let's quickly see which songs I have here. The DJ Khaled featuring SZA, Just Us, Lil Baby and Gunna, Close Friends, and Meek Mill, LMA, 24/7. They all around 90, between 80 and 90. So let's see, let's start with that one, with DJ Khaled. This is the most closest BPM to the track. And now let's see how we can put up in that session here. So that we are in the same kind of style. I have here, we have from the music vets, we have different versions. That's just the drum mix out. So I would put that one all under it. Oops. All right. So on a regular basis, I would do a cool in between that, which will go a little bit more smoothly into these songs. Because we only have 20 minutes, I will skip that and just show you how I beat mix a little bit. Okay. Okay. First of all, let's see what tempo has this song. It's 93 BPM. This one has 96 BPM. So what I want is only the hook into it. So let's go straight for the hook here.
DJ Khaled.
Back against the wall, middle fingers in the air,
buzzing
through the crowd. Signing up, problem.
So that's something that helps you really know your songs, so then you don't need that much time to find this part of the song that you need. Okay, so I cut out here.
It's just us against the world in the life of sin.
All right, if I cut right away here, I have two bars of this song. So, because we are in grid, it's pretty simple. We just go stretching it. I'm pretty sure you can see it, but here you see the 7 and you see the 9. That between these two bars, I will stretch it. Then you go into the grid mode and just stretch it right away here.
It's just us against the world.
Now we should be in grid, so let's hear it with the beat. Alright. Okay. I need another track right here. So, what I do here, because I want that it's more in one, yeah? So that means I want to hear the drums of the music bed a little bit more, because it should, of course, you know, that's a different song, but it should be a feeling. It glides a little bit into the music bed. So just put on a low cut here to cut a little bit the bass of the song, and then you can hear the bass drum of the drum loop a little bit better. So let's try this real quick. Here we go, here we go. Alright, so let's try quickly the next song. So what I do now, I quickly put these songs, just like the first one, into the right tempo, and then we go on and we'll try to mix the songs a little bit in each other, okay? I just do it that really quick without to say something, that we can move on a little bit faster.
It'll take me back if I was you and I did what made a promise, I won't remember how I approached you. Started off as close friends. We started off as close friends. Somehow you turned into my girlfriend.
So the cool thing is, in Pro Tools, if you enabled elastic audio, that's here, you can choose between polyphonic, monophonic, rhythmic, and there's something called X-Form, I think. If you have enabled that one, then you can stretch it first, right?
Started off as close friends.
And then you still have the whole song into that year.
Somehow you turn into my girlfriend.
As you can see. That's a pretty cool feature. It's important, if you stretch, that you only stretch whole bars, because it's easier that you see where you have to go with all the beats here. Okay, so let's see how we could bring these songs together. I start with that one. So see, it starts a little bit earlier than the one. Okay. So we can try here a very fast slowdown. Let's see how that works. That's a possibility. Or do a kind of stutter in combination with a filter. So what I do here, it's a 164. That's really fast, and cut out half of the beats here. Sounds like that. Let's see how that works. No, not that well. I don't like that. But we can just try it in that way. If you duplicate the last note, way better. And then to make it a little bit smoother, let's add a high cut here. Okay. So what I also like to do, is to bring up some sneak peeks, I would say, into Justice 20. And I say put that into a rhythmical order here. Say let's just do 160 here and duplicate it here. And there we go. And now with the music. And here it becomes really cool if you push it left and right, because you can hear it way better than it's in the middle. So we can try it here. I think we won't hear it here really good if we do that. We just put one on the left, the other one on the right, and so on and so on. You get an idea. Okay. So let's quickly bring up the third song here, and then we only have 10 minutes left, that we have enough space for some questions here. Alright. This turn up we don't need here.
Started off as close friends. Somehow you turned into my girlfriend. Started off as close friends. Somehow you turned into my girlfriend.
As you can hear, that song is maybe a little bit overstretched for my feelings. Maybe we can. It's better if you use songs that are closer BPM wise together. But we can also try with that one. It will sound, it will reduce the audio quality a little bit because it's a little bit overdone. But for now, you definitely will get the idea of that one. So, what we can do, let's build a little a fill, like a drum fill here. With the voice inside. Alright, so let's quickly take a look at Meek Mill and the little baby song, which kind of key they are in. Meek Mill is G, and the other one is. So let's quickly go back to our circles of fifths. So we have G major is here, and the other one was E flat is here. Okay, so what we can try is 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 semitones in between. So let's try. It doesn't work with all of that, but you can definitely try it to pitch it so that the key is gliding a little bit into the next song. So I changed the fill a little bit that we have, because that it's easier than we have, because it's 4 semitones, we have 4 snare drums here. Okay, so there are different ways to do that. We can try to pitch it with that curve. Let's quickly see. G is what's the first one? G into. So we have to go down, right? Now we will try it. Which one is sound better? So, but it's always mostly sounds better if it goes up. So let's see. No, that's wrong. How can I delete that one? 0. So let's go down here, -4. Now that won't work. So come on. 4 semitones. It's see how that works. Oops. We are in solo.
Started off as close friends.
That works out really well. Or we can just go and pitch one by one. So we start, we can show it with that plugin as a stock plugin. Going with one. Starting, so the first one should be original. So let's start with the second one. It's one semitone. The third one is two semitones. The fourth one is three. And the song will be the fourth semitone. So let's see how that works.
Started off as close friends.
Works more or less the same way here. Alright, so I see we just have 5 minutes, so I want to keep the 5 minutes for your questions. Yeah, before we go to the questions, it would be, I will give you my email address, and if you want, you can reach out to me, ask me questions about the sessions. You can send me production, we can give feedback. You can give feedback to my masterclass, can give feedback to my productions, of course. It's always cool to learn from every place. So my email address, if you write it down, is jb@benstown.com. Feel free to reach out to me in any cases with production, with whatever. If you have a cool plugin, if you want to know what is a cool plugin, maybe you find a cheap plugin or whatever. If you are searching for more imaging tips, we have a blog. It's called blog.benstown.com/imaging. I'm not prepared for that. So just Google Benstown blog and you will find it. We are posting there a lot of plugins. We are posting there imaging tips and all that kind of stuff. And also we are posting stuff from other producers that we are on a network with that we like, that we just have finding there's a really good producers. Okay, so questions. What? Of course.
New York's hip hop and R&B.
Can I get with ya?
Hi, it's Lil Nas X.
Two chains.
This is Nicki Minaj. Punch, punch.
This is us against the world. One in the life of what we were saving.
Started off as close friends. Somehow you turned into my girlfriend. We used to.
Yeah. There's still some work to done. There are some spaces, there's two less, and yeah. But at least you get an idea of all that. All right, questions.
What's the average time would you work on a sweep like this?
The average time? That totally depends. If I have everything I need of voice samples, music in that session, yeah, maybe 1 hour, maybe a little bit less if I have to be faster. Sometimes half an hour. If it really depends. If there are three songs in it, I really know the songs well, so I can chop the songs up in 5 minutes, and then maybe half an hour. So it's, I know what I have to do and which plugin I have to use to get that sound. So it's pretty easy for me to, because I know what I want, I know what I'm looking into, and I know how the plugin works. So, yeah, but it's different. If I produce a different format with different sound effects, it will need me 3 or 4 hours, maybe that kind of element in a complete different style. So it totally depends on how good you are prepared with all your stuff, music, voice samples, sound effects, whatever, and how often you produce that format and how good you know the music there. And also like you, how good you know your voiceover, of course.
Hi, Jan. Do you only do production or do you produce beats and do sound design for like sweepers and stuff?
Yeah, mostly I do imaging. I do a bit of hip-hop beats for the library, just if you like to hear it, but it's nothing special. I can show it to you. This trap kind of style. But that's not my main business. My main business is imaging. I do a little bit of sound design. I walk around and record maybe some birds, some whatever you need. Some kitchen tools is right now my project. But I just do that because I like to do it. And I try to do new things. But my main work is here in imaging. And yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to find out, first of all, geez, amazing session.
Thank you.
Obviously here there's a lot going on. You've got a lot of elements to it. How do you know when something has got like sort of too much going on? I mean, how do you tell how much to actually add to a project? And then the other thing is I come from originally like a campus space, and a lot of people in that space can't afford Pro Tools. So do you offer sort of elements and stuff like that around things like Adobe Audition? Maybe some of the stuff that's a little bit more accessible to budget stations.
So I'm pretty sure you can do the same thing with Adobe Audition. There's just a little bit, it's a different way, of course, because I'm not used to work in Adobe Audition, but a lot of producers in the US, I know, a lot of producers I know work with Adobe Audition, and they are amazing producers. So that's, you can use every plugin in there, and I'm pretty sure you can modulate the audio as the same as in the as in Pro Tools or try Cubase, FL Studio, whatever. I'm pretty sure they are more or less the same. And what was the first question again?
How do you know in terms of elements, how much you put in there? How do you
know
it's too busy?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's, I don't know, experience, I would say. When my boss comes and say that's too much, but it's hard. You have to get a feeling a little bit about it, what is too much. And in my beginning years, I put ways of effects in it, way too much. And for now, I would say in that one, it's a little bit too much. I would cut out a little bit, because if you, maybe you go on the next day, listen to it again, and then sit down, listen to it, and you think, oh, do the production stress you out a little bit, then maybe it's a little bit overdone, because you have to imagine, where does the listener listen to that? Okay, maybe in the car, and it disturbs a little bit, then you think, okay, maybe it's overdone. Or listen at home, you chilled out on your couch, and then this promo comes and you get, whoa, what's happened here? Then maybe you could thin it out a little bit. Or if you think, oh, it's a little bit too boring, I need a little bit more excitement there, go for it and make a little bit more in it. But it's more or less experience and how the clients want it and how your boss want it.
I think just to add on what you just said, I think also it goes with the feel of the station. So when you know how your station, like that the output is, I think it will balance. We don't have more time. I think you will just interact with him after this. Can we give a round of applause for John? And thank you so much,
guys.
Exchange details, and this is the end of our session. Thank you.